Very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday afternoon at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Missouri, the Marlins wrapped up a four-game set against the Cardinals. It was a matchup between a pair of right-handers and Tom Kohler and Michael Wacha. Tom Kohler was looking to turn things around. The Marlins were looking for a series victory. With the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Marlins had a lot of opportunities this afternoon trying to win this series 3 games out of 4 in St. Louis, but they left 12 men on base. They finished 4 for 17 with men in scoring position. They just couldn't get that one last big hit they needed, and they fall to the Cardinals 4-3. Final game of the 7-game season series between the Marlins and the Cardinals. Michael Wacha on the mound for St. Louis facing Tom Kohler, and the Marlins got to Wacha in the top of the first. Dee Gordon began the day with a single. He stole second. Went to third base and a fly ball to right by JT Realmuto. With one out, Christian Yelich struck out. And with two outs in the inning, the Marlins needed a big hit from Marcell Ozuna.
Here's a ball blooped out into right center, and Marcell Ozuna saves the inning for the Marlins. Home to score is Dee Gordon. Ozuna's aboard with an RBI single, his 65th run batted in here in the so-called first half.
Well, the Cardinals would tie it up against Tom Kohler in the bottom of the second. They did it on one big swing from the hometown kid, making a big impression in his first couple of weeks in the big leagues, Luke Voit.
Here's a drive. This is well tagged to left by Luke Voit. And it is his second major league home run, ties this game at 1 in the second inning.
But in the top of the third, Dee Gordon was hit by a pitch to get things started. He took third base and went on a single by Christian Yelich. Marlins at the corners for Ozuna again. With men at the corners, Ozuna lines one pass. Carpenter, base hit right field. RBI number 66 for the Big Bear. In from third, Gordon. Yelich to second. Miami's got a 2-1 lead in the third. Didn't last long, though. In the bottom half of the third inning, a leadoff walk from Kohler to Matt Carpenter with one out, consecutive singles by Jose Martinez and Jerko loaded the bases. Yadi Molina lined to third for the second out, so Kohler had a chance to escape as he faced Luke Voit again. There's a fly ball to right, sending Ichiro back. He's onto the track, turns, looks, it's off the wall. That'll score two. It's a double for Voit, and it's a 3-2 St. Louis lead. The big hit from the hometown kid, Luke Voit, our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Kohler would work 5 in this one for the Marlins. It was a step in the right direction for TK. It wasn't a great start, but it was certainly much better than what we had seen from him in his first starts coming back from AAA in Milwaukee on Saturday, and we had seen just before the demotion as well. Kohler today, 5 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs. He walked 3, struck out 7, allowed that home run to Voit through 90 pitches, 60 strikes. Michael Wacha, the Cardinals starter, made it through 5 2/3 in this one, gave up 2 runs on 6 hits, walked 2, equaled his season high with 9 strikeouts, hit a batter, 101 pitches, 63 strikes. It would stay a 3-2 Cardinals lead until the bottom of the sixth inning. Nick Whitgren on in relief of Kohler. With one out, he faced Randall Grichuk.
Here's a 2-2, and a high fly ball. This is deep to left. It is into the Marlins' bullpen. A home run for Randall Grichuk, his 8th of the season, and the Cardinals increase their lead. They now have a 4-2 lead here in the 6th.
In their half of the 7th inning, facing Tyler Lyons, the Marlins got back-to-back hits from Dee Gordon and JT Realmuto. They had men at the corners with nobody out. Christian Yelich struck out for the first out, and then Mike Matheny went to the bullpen, pulling lefty Tyler Lyons in favor of left-hander Brett Cecil, who's had good success against righty hitters this year. He was facing a red-hot righty hitter, Marcell Ozuna. Pitch to Marcell, a shot back up the middle, base hit center field. 3 hits and 3 RBIs for the Big Bear. Miami's back within a run at 4-3. And the Marlins had a chance to do some more damage with the tying and go-ahead man on, and only one out in that 7th inning. But Justin Bohr popped foul to the first baseman Voit, and Martin Prado bounced to third. Prado went 0-for-5 in this ballgame. So it was a one-run game into the bottom of the 7th. Junichi Tozawa worked out of a bases-loaded one-out mess. He was able to strike out Luke Voit, and then he got Randall Grichuk to fly to center. In the Marlins' half of the 8th, they had a chance with Cecil still in the game. Down by a run, back-to-back singles by lefties Ichiro and JT Riddle. Ichiro's single was his second hit in the ballgame, number 3054 in his career, moves him past Rod Carew alone into 24th place on baseball's all-time hits list. and was in past crew number one all time, most hits by any major leaguer born outside of the United States. So Ichiro was at second after the Riddle single. Marlins had two on, nobody out. They sent A.J. Ellis to the plate to pinch hit in the pitcher spot. He squares, and he gets the bunt down third base side. Bunted it too hard. Jerko has it. Goes to third for one. Back to first. Double play. 5-6-4 on the double play. Ellis bunted the ball too hard at the charging third baseman, Jerko, and that was way too easy for the Cardinals. 5-6-4. You could see it unfolding, and that took the wind out of the Marlins' sails. D. Gordon bounced back to the pitcher, and we were through 7.5 still with the Cardinals leading by a run. Harlan Garcia worked a scoreless eighth inning, so he went to the ninth. Cardinals had some trouble in the ninth inning this year. Sungwan Oh had lost his closer spot, but he got the chance to close it out here today. He allowed a leadoff single to J.T. Realmuto. J.T. went 2-for-5 today, so the Marlins had the tying man on to start the ninth inning. Christian Yelich bounced to first for the first out. Good play by Matt Carpenter, with Realmuto taking second base. Marcelo Ozuna then struck out, so the Marlins had a man at second. Two down in the ninth. The Cardinals opted to intentionally walk Justin Bour to get a righty-righty matchup. Sungwan Oh facing Martin Prado, the tying and go-ahead men on. Two outs in the ninth. Oh and Prado.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and he was fooled by the pitch. It was a weak swing, and it ends the ball game. And the Cardinals win it and gain a split in this four-game series.
For St. Louis, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 10 runners left on base. For the Marlins, 3 runs on a dozen hits, no errors, 12 Marlins left. Michael Wacha, the winner, 6-3. Tom Kohler, the loser, 1-4. For Sungwan Oh, save number 17. Time of the game, 3 hours, 11 minutes. Played this one in front of 37,780 here in St. Louis. So the Cardinals go 5-2 in the 7-game season series against the Marlins. With the win today, they're 41-44 on the year. They move back a game over 500, 24-23 here at Busch Stadium. Meanwhile, Miami drops to 38-46, again, 8 games under 500. Marlins were in search of their third straight win, which they haven't done since mid-June, June 13th and 14th in Oakland, and then June 16th in Atlanta. But they come up short here today. Miami 38-46 overall, 17-25 on the road. The Marlins are 3-4, 7 games into this 10-game road trip, which takes us up to the All-Star break.
Cardinals over the Marlins in Game 4 yesterday. That's a split in that 4-game tilt in St. Louis for the Marlins. They now take the show on the road. They will wrap up the first half of the season in San Francisco starting tonight at 10:15. Fish Family members, if you're joining us this morning, you missed that Fish Family bonus code yesterday afternoon. You were at work, couldn't join us. Well, that Fish Family bonus code is CARDS. Marlins Giants, 10:15 tonight. Straley versus Matt Moore. We'll be on the air at 9:45 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.